Following a national trend, the number of craft breweries in Tallahassee is expected to double in the near future. In a warehouse 6 blocks from the Florida Capitol, Gabe Grass is about to open the third microbrewery within a mile radius.
It's almost the same as every other craft brewery that's out there. They all started homebrewing, caught the itch.
He says the buzz is building around his Grasslands Brewing Company.
I have a buddy of mine who said, you know, for somebody who doesn't have a tangible product to sell, you're the most popular person that I know. Because I've had a website that I've posted on consistently every Friday for the past 2 years. I send out a newsletter to over 500 people across 16 states.
Grass is walking through the giant empty warehouse he'll begin transforming this month.
We're standing in, probably we'll be fermenting our beer. So we'll have tanks here and here and here all along. And then our brewing system, milling room, keg storage, grain storage, all that fun stuff.
Grain will enter the building and leave as beer. But exactly how that beer is allowed to leave and how much it could cost brewers like Grass could depend on what happens in the 22-story building down the street.
We've had a lot of stakeholders that work on this bill. It is still a work in process.
For years, small brewers have been seeking the ability to sell 64-ounce bottles called growlers. The current prohibition causes some head scratching because brewers can legally sell both smaller and larger containers. And a few bills pending grant them the additional bottle size option. But one measure moving in the Senate also creates a new rule that Clearwater Republican Senator Jack Latvala describes this way.
You require them to sell their product to the distributor, and then the distributor marks it up to whatever degree they want to mark it up, and then they have to buy their own product back, and it never leaves the floor of their facility.
Latvala was the only senator voting no on that bill in last week's Community Affairs Committee. The measure's sponsor, Lakeland Republican Senator Kelly Stargell, told the panel that requiring craft brewers to sell to distributors and buy their beer back makes them play by the same rules as bars and restaurants that must buy the beer they serve.
It wouldn't be fair to those vendors, who are also a lot of times small businesses, to be in straight-up competition with a brewer vendor who can then sell basically wholesale beer.
But Grass says none of the restaurant owners he's talked to would want obstacles put in his way.
They're excited that there's another brewery that they get to put on their tap lines. They're not necessarily competing with us. We're working on, like, again, it's like collaboration.
The Senate bill has one more committee stop before it reaches the floor. Meanwhile, other bills removing the growler size prohibition without requiring brewers to sell to distributors are stalled in their committees. For WFSU News, I'm Jessica Palumbo.